Om Shanti. 2nd November 2019, Saturday. The essence from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, the father has come to decorate you with the best decoration of all, which is purity. Sweet children, the father has come to decorate you with the best decoration of all, which is purity. Purity is the very foundation of this sacrificial fire. And the only purpose for which God has come on this earth is to turn this impure world into pure world. The only difference between Golden Age, Silver Age and Copper and Iron Age is the line of purity. There was purity on the earth when this earth was heaven. The purity deteriorated. The purity was lost and the world turned into hell. So the only difference between heaven and hell is this line of purity. And that's why there's hardly any Murli which doesn't stress the importance of purity. He is known as the purifier. He comes and purifies everything, everyone. So in this Brahmin life, purity is of paramount importance and the highest stress, the highest weightage Baba has often always given to this dharana of purity. Today, Baba is saying purity is the best decoration. Purity is the greatest publicity. Purity is beauty. Purity is ability. Purity is capacity. Purity is capability. Purity is the foundation of this Brahmin life. Whenever the purity is lost, soul falls down. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, multiple times Baba said, the moment you lose sight of Srimad, you fall down. Similar manner, the moment one loses sight of purity, one falls down. So that's why the greatest importance has been given to purity. And there are many Murlis where Baba was very stringent regarding purity. And what exactly is purity? There is no particular definition of purity. One understands purity only by one's personal experience. The more you go ahead in this Brahmin life, in the spiritual life, one starts understanding the depth of purity. What we thought earlier to be purity, in the long run, we find that that also was impurity. So purity is a very subtle, very deep philosophy. And as I said, one understands purity only with one's own experience. As you progress ahead, purity comes. The foundation of purity is love of God. And the foundation of love of God is purity. So both things are interrelated, interlinked. When Baba says purity, what does it mean? What should become pure? In fact, everything should become pure. But still, in purity, what are the things included? So we'll see few things related to this. Next, yesterday's, tomorrow's Murli also, Baba has talked about purity a lot. First is thought level. Purity at the level of thought. What thoughts are coming and what thoughts are going? Thoughts of attachment, thoughts of sensuality, thoughts of sensual pleasures, they all come in the category of impurity. Even negative, even waste, even ordinary is impurity, Baba has said sometime. So to keep the thoughts at a very higher platform, at a very elevated platform, is the principle of purity. Not to allow them to come down, because it is a tendency of thoughts that they come down. Because body pulls. And slightly when somebody is forgetful of soul, automatically one comes down to body. And even slight amount of body consciousness creates the attraction and pull for impurity. This is such a intricate psychology that even if one is in body consciousness just for 10-15 minutes in 24 hours, those movements of 10, then those 10-15 minutes of body consciousness creates a very strong, very intense pull of impurity. That's why one should keep oneself always at a very high platform of purity, of higher thoughts, of elevated, lofty thoughts. So, thoughts are the seed. So, that should be very powerful. And purity is nurtured in moments of silence. Just as there's a very good example, this is a seed, and the seed turns into a tree. When seed becomes tree, everything has happened. Everything has happened in silence. But when tree falls down on earth, there is a noise. There is a great turbulence. So all formation is silent. All destruction is violent. So formation of purity, the seed is turning into a tree. That will be a very silent process, happening in solitude, in introversion. And when that tree is standing and the wind of sensual desires and passions come, the tree falls down and there is a big noise. And when that tree falls and that intense, turbulent, boisterous noise, the greater would be repentance. That's why utmost care should be taken to safeguard this intrinsic purity. So, the first purity is the purity at the level of thoughts. Even if thoughts of body consciousness come, one should make attempts to elevate oneself. Every time one falls, make attempt. Because this is a path where one will fall. It is not that every time there would be victory, there would be failures. Failure, success, failure, success. But keep on rising every time without losing courage. Because this flesh is weak, though the spirit is ready. The second purity is the purity at the level of speech. Purity at the level of speech. Impure speech. Speech carrying the air of passion, vulgarity, lust. It's all impurity. Whatever words that are coming out from the mouth, there should be a ring of purity. Every word, every alphabet belching out should be surrounded by the vibrations of purity. So second is speech. The third is actions. Impure actions. This is little gross. But if thought level impurity is going on for a very long time, one day it will translate into action. And when this happens, person suffers from intense mental turmoil, intense mental disturbance, repentance, and they even give up gyan because of this, because of the shame which is associated with impurity. The fourth purity is the purity at the level of relationships. All our relationships, they should be pure, means they should be sweet, they should be a sense of detachment, respect, love, not attachment. Bodily attachment leads to fall in all relationships. Those relationships where couple are very much detached, have a lot of respect and spiritual, they remain, that relationship stays for a very long time. That is known as platonic love. Platonic means non-physical love. Metaphysical, not physical. So this physical, this spiritual love, this celestial love, this alaukik, this platonic love. So one of the purity to be practiced at the level of relationships. Then fifth, behavior. One, we said actions. Another is behavior. How is the demeanor? Is it reeking of impurity? Is it smelling of some impure vibes? So, one should have very good etiquettes, manners, that should reflect the inner purity. Then purity, sixth, purity at the level of body. That includes personal cleanliness. That includes bodily cleanliness. Also, that includes non-indulgence. And this, in order to bring purity in body, two things are necessary. One, fasting. And second, control of diet, control of food. Our food should be as simple as possible. Then only the bodily purity can be maintained. Otherwise, the body oozes out. The body is thrown into the stage of excitement and throws out the bodily vitals, energy. So purity at the level of body. Then purity at the level of wealth. The way we earn money, the way it is spent, everything should be pure. That should be utilized for the pure purpose. All the money that we have, how we utilize those money, that money is very important. So, earning should be through pure means, rather than going to the track of corruption and exploiting the innocent and the poor, or by illegal means. That is also impurity. If the food is coming by illegal means, No matter what dharanas you do, the Brahmin life would never be very powerful or successful or pure. Because if the householder, breadwinner, is earning money through all illegal means, and at home everybody is practicing Amritvela, Murli and all the dharanas, but the money that is coming is corrupt, black, then purity is not. So seventh is wealth. So wealth should be pure. Then purity at the level of intellect. Our intellect should be pure. The judgment power, the discrimination power, logic, memory, everything about intellect. So don't allow any rubbish to enter the intellect by seeing the rubbish things of the world. Baba says, throw out the garbage out of the intellect. Then purity at the level of sanskars. Sanskars are formed by repetitive actions. Everybody tries as amusement. Person feels, let me also smoke. Others, my friends are smoking. So peer pressure. And he tries once, then second time, then third time, then fourth times, and then multiple times. And then a time comes when that smoking pulls him. Then he becomes a slave. He can't do anything because it has already become a deep-rooted, inveterated sanskar. So purity at the level of sanskars. Then purity at the level of drishti, vision. Soul conscious vision or body conscious vision? I have to check myself. Then purity at the level of vritti, attitude. Then purity at the level of drishtikon, perspective. How is my perspective? And then purity at the level of habits. One is sanskar, which is very deep. Habits are little superficial, but both are at the in the subconscious mind. Habits, when they become deep-rooted, they become sanskars. But they both are in the subconscious mind, because even habits are automatic. So are my habits pure? Or the habits have become impure because of digital dilution? There's a digital corruption, digital impurity, because of the vast digital life everybody is living. We are on the social pages and living a digital life which is already filled with garbage of the world of sensuality. So next, purity at the level of feelings, emotions, emotional disturbance happens when somebody is suddenly attracted towards somebody. But one should know that this is a temporary attraction. And it is not that something very special is happening to me. It is happening with everybody. So belittle it. Decrease its importance. Don't think it is something very special. Temporary attractions happen in this world. Everyone is attracted to somebody for temporary time, and afterward that attraction is turned into hatred. So rest detached. So emotional purity. Then purity at the level of smriti, awareness. Purity at the level of smriti, awareness. What is my awareness? Then purity at the level of imagination, kalpana. Fantasies, daydreaming, sensual fantasies. And purity at the level of dreams. This is the barometer of our purity. How pure are the dreams? If the dreams are still impure and the purity is getting destroyed at the level of dreams, probably some impurity is going inside me throughout the day. Then purity at the level of eating. What I eat, is it pure food? Does it come into the category of rajasic, sattvic or tamasic? So whenever you eat, one should ask this question. This is the food in front of me. Is it sattvic? Is it rajasic? Is it tamasic? Sattvic means it should create energy within me. Rajasic means it should require energy to digest. Tamasic means something that will throw me into laziness, sleepiness, sloth, carelessness, slackness. So purity at the level of eating, then purity at the level of listening, what I listen, what I am listening. Purify the ears. Then purity at the level of touching. How is the touch? Just as a mother's touch to the child or doctor's touch to the patient, that is very pure. Is my touch like that? And the last, 21st, 21. Purity at the level of writing. What messages I type, what emails I send. This is a world of texting. Everybody is sitting and texting something to somebody. And there is a huge level of emotional blackmailing going on at a very, very subtle level through texting. So our text messages should be very pure messages. We should not throw a stone in somebody's life that should cause ripples and disturbance. So this is the purity at 21 levels. Watching is seeing. Watching is seeing. Drishti. So Baba is saying, this is your greatest ornament. This is the beauty, this is the publicity, this is the loyalty, this is the honesty. Purity is honesty, purity is loyalty, purity is beauty, purity is ability, purity is capability, purity is publicity. Purity is everything of the Brahmin life. Is the greatest ornament. So Baba is saying, sweet children, the Father has come. For what? To decorate you. With the best decoration of all, and which is purity. So, one should maintain the chart of purity. Purity is a very big thing. As I said, so many, these 21 things are included in that. And the very basis of purity is celibacy, brahmacharya. When celibacy, chastity, brahmacharya, when this is broken, the entire building of the purity will fall down. This is the base, the foundation, the very nitty-gritty of complete edifice of purity is based on celibacy, chastity or brahmacharya. So keeping brahmacharya intact, practicing soul conscious vision, practicing soul consciousness, churning of knowledge, increasing the chart of yoga, and practicing silence, they all will augment purity. Om Shanti.